Today on the Profitable Tradie Podcast.
This is one of the magic tricks to making your business more profitable. Pricing your jobs correctly is critical for making a strong profit, but 93% of tradie and contracting businesses make a massive mistake when doing their pricing. You get pinched for time as well because you're trying to do everything because you don't want to hire people because, frankly, you don't have enough profit or cash, and often it's due to the fact that you don't understand.
There's nothing more frustrating than not understanding why you're getting the results you're getting, good or bad, but half the time when you don't understand it, it's going to be bad.
When you do understand how it works, then you feel like you've got the right levers to pull with your business. Now you're in control of your financial success. You're not at the whim and the mercy of everything else. And I think that makes a big difference to how you feel about your business.
But most importantly is that we're going to see this every month in our profit and loss statement as a snapshot of how the business went overall for the month.
We think we're profitable, but actually it's not what we thought it was because we're comparing it to the wrong number. And it will literally cause your business to bleed cash. We need to get on top of this. Now tune in to today's episode where we explain what this mistake is and how to avoid it.
You're listening to the Profitable Tradie Podcast, where we'll help you turn your business into a money-making machine. We know you're busy, so we'll make it worth your time. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, time is money, and we're here to help you make more of both. So hit the follow button and let's get started. To the podcast.
Alrighty, welcome to the podcast. Tony Fraser-Jones here, your host, which is what I am, and Phil, the other host, is here as well.
G'day.
How's it going, man?
Yeah, always good. Ready to roll.
Yeah, this is a very important topic today. So what are we drilling into, man?
Well, we're talking about how most people, when they're pricing a job, they pretty much just put a markup on their cost price and they think that that's their profit margin. But unfortunately, it's not. For example, you know, if you get your materials, your labor, and you know, figure out all your costs, you whack on, say, 20%. So let's say your costs were $1,000. You whack on 20%, you get a $1,200 sale price, and you think that that $200 is a 20% margin, but it's not. It's a markup. That's not your profit margin at all. And so we're going to be going into what you need to do to calculate your profit margin correctly, so you can price your jobs for a more accurate profit.
Yeah, well, it's all about profit. That's why this is called the Profitable Tradie Podcast. So if you're listening, buckle up, because this is absolutely critical. This is one of the magic tricks to making your business more profitable. And it still staggers me how 93% of the people we see coming into our coaching program don't understand this. And so this is a biggie, and it has so many implications for your business, how much money you make, your lifestyle, and everything associated with your life. So this is juicy, and I think this will be super, super helpful.
Yeah, 100%. We all want to make more profit. But, you know, I think the big thing is that if we are pricing for a markup and not a margin, or we don't know how to calculate this, we're going to run into some big problems.
We are, and I think the first thing is you think there is profit in the jobs you're doing, but what you find is that the cash in your bank at the end of the day isn't what you thought it should be. And it's very, very frustrating. And you don't really understand why. And so that does your head in as a business owner. You think you're doing okay. You think you've got decent profitability, but the cash is just not showing up. And obviously, that leads to cash flow issues. You can't pay your bills properly. There's not enough money to go around. And the thing is, you know, in a contracting or a trades business, plumbing, electrical, painting, glazing, tiling, landscaping, whatever it is, the engine room of profitability is actually how much money you make off each job. And so if that margin is not enough, then you're just not going to have enough cash, and you're going to have all those cash flow problems. So this is like absolutely fundamental to the whole shooting box, really. And the thing is, you'll probably get that feeling that you don't really understand what's going on because you can't put your finger on why you don't have enough money despite the fact that you thought you should. And that messes with your head. And then you don't make decisions properly because you don't have confidence in where you're at. You know, you don't want to hire people. You don't want to, you know, spend more money to improve your business because kind of the money's not there, and you get stuck in this vicious cycle. So it's pretty hard to grow and expand as well. So you get pinched for time as well because you're trying to do everything because you don't want to hire people. And that cycle of stress and frustration, it just goes on and on and on because, frankly, you don't have enough profit or cash. And often it's due to the fact that you don't understand the margins when you're pricing your work. So it's very important.
Yeah, well, there's nothing more frustrating than, you know, not understanding why you're getting the results you're getting. And like, honestly, good or bad, but half the time when you don't understand it, it's going to be bad because you're not in any kind of control. And obviously, when you're out of control, the frustration's pretty strong. But on the other hand, if we get this right and we, you know, we know what we're doing, we know how to calculate this correctly, pretty big upsides.
Yeah, well, the first thing is that profit margin on your jobs will be more, and it'll be what you need to actually make a decent profit at the end of the day. You know, when you put all the jobs together that you do for a month, and then you take off your overheads, there'll be money left over for profit, which is your reward for running your business. And you want to make sure there's profit. It's flipping important. You'll feel on top of your numbers as well. I think this is a big one for a lot of people. We just don't really understand what's going on. It makes us feel out of control. When you do understand how it works, then you feel like you've got the right levers to pull with your business. Now, you're in control of your financial success. You're not at the whim and the mercy of everything else. And I think that makes a big difference to how you feel about your business. And it definitely makes a big difference to the results. And when you've got more cash, you can buy time back by, you know, hiring people, getting the right equipment, expand your business. You're confident that you can do that. And obviously, you know, that helps you with lifestyle. Your cash flow is better. You're not, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul. You're not sort of struggling to make payments to your suppliers or the wages or the tax office or whoever it is. Like, that stuff just feels awful.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've been there. It's the worst. You just feel like a failure. There's a pit of despair in your stomach. And so we just don't want to go there. And life is honestly just a lot better without all the stress and the hassle of the money problems. There's nothing, as we've said many times, that an extra $100,000 in profit won't help you with.
Yeah.
And when you understand this, well, this is very achievable.
Yeah, that extra 100 grand definitely doesn't solve all your problems, but it definitely makes things easier. And that's always true, right? You know, you get another 100 grand. Well, you know, another 100 grand would also make things even easier still. So I'm sure you got a story to kick us off.
I do have a story. This is way back to one of the founding fathers, George Washington, in 1799. First U.S. president, war hero, the American Revolution. So he woke up with a sore throat one day, which is not ideal. Nothing dramatic at first, but the doctors thought it was more serious, and so they went for the go-to medical treatment of the time, which is a bloodletting, where they cut you and bleed you because of the ill humours in the body.
You better get rid of those bad spirits.
So draining that blood would restore the balance and the health of George Washington. Now, the doctors were very concerned for him, and they actually bled him four separate times over the course of a day. And they estimated that they actually removed like 40% of his blood volume, somewhere around 2 liters, you know, a couple of milk bottles, whatever.
Not an insignificant amount.
No, it's a little bit of the juice of life sort of thing.
Yeah.
They believed they were helping, but instead of getting better, obviously Washington got dramatically worse. He struggled to breathe. He became weak, and eventually he died. Most likely not from the sore throat, but from the so-called cure, which was the bloodletting, which is unfortunate. And not a great way for a great man to finish. The thing is, they weren't trying to hurt him. They thought they were doing what was right. They were basing it on what they knew at the time, but they didn't really understand what they were doing. And this is the same thing with your business. If you're using a markup to do your pricing, you're operating under a false assumption. And it will literally cause your business to bleed cash. And it could actually lead it to die.
Yeah, yeah.
So we need to get on top of this.
Yeah, and definitely tragic because, I mean, in the process of doing this, you think you're doing the right thing, just like those doctors, where unfortunately it's just the lack of knowledge. It's not really knowing what the right thing to do, and it's causing you all your problems. So let's dive into this, man. Where do we start?
Well, the first thing is to really understand what gross profit is and what a gross profit margin is, and then to price for a gross profit margin. So look, this is a bit numbersy and stuff, but it's absolutely critical. So gross profit simply is the profit that you make from doing your jobs. And if you think about an individual job, it's the revenue you charge, then you take away all the direct costs of doing the job. So that's your labor associated with the job, the materials you need to do that job, and any maybe subcontractors or equipment that you need to hire to do that particular job.
Yeah, so basically it's the cost of that one job.
Correct.
And that's what we mean by direct costs or costs of goods sold on your profit and loss. It's the cost of just that job, not all the general costs of running your business, which would go into your overheads, or some people will call it OPEX, operational expenses. But it's the direct cost of that particular job. So the labor on that job, not your office hours and stuff like that, your office labor. And it's the materials on that job and any like subbies and equipment for that job. So just to make that super clear.
Yeah, so that's important. So you don't worry about office wages, rent, marketing, accounting, power, yada, yada, yada. That stuff comes later. And so when you do that for an individual job, you get the gross profit on that job. Now, you also do that for a business, obviously. You'll take all the jobs in a month, you'll add them together, and you'll get the gross profit for the month or the year for the business, you know, when you aggregate all the jobs. But let's just focus on, you know,
on a job to
begin with. Let's say you're doing a bathroom renovation and your markup was 30%. All the costs, maybe that's the the materials and the labor and any subbies you used is $10,000, you put a 30% markup on, you're going to charge the client $13,000.
Yeah, because you've added 30% of the $10,000.
Correct.
Which was $3,000. So yep. The $10,000 plus $3,000 is $13,000.
Yep. Yep. That's your markup. Now, that is not your gross profit margin. Your gross profit margin is something different. Your gross profit margin is $13,000 less the cost, which is $3,000. That's your profit.
Less your profit. Yep. Yeah.
Then you divide that by the revenue. So it's $3,000 divided by $13,000.
That's right.
Now, that's 23%.
Not 30.
Not 30, and that's the key difference. Your actual profit that you get to keep is the gross profit, and so your gross profit margin or your profit margin on the job is actually 23%.
Yeah.
So you're actually 7% down and on those.
On what you thought.
On what you thought. So you're kind of a bit stuffed already.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the key. And I think when we're looking at this, the really confusing thing is you're like, but I added 30%, so how did 30% not become 30%? So in case you missed it, the real key is that the number you knew was the 10%. So when you're adding 30%, it's just a knee-jerk to add 30% of the number you know, which is going to be your costs. And so as a result, you're adding 30% of your costs to your cost to get your sale price. Whereas what you need to be doing, margin, is that same gross profit in dollars, but as a percentage of the sale price, not of the costs. And so $3,000 as the gross profit, you know, margin, that there was 30% of the cost, but it was only 23% of the sale price that you ended up with. And so the really difficult thing is that when you're adding it as a percentage, the number you know is the cost, not the sale price. The number you're figuring out is the sale price. And so it's just a different calculation to make sure that the sale price you come up with is actually going to get the profit margin percentage that you wanted. And so that's really what we're talking about here today.
Yeah. And so the thing is that gross profit really tells us how profitable that particular job was. You know, did we price it properly? Is the productivity on that job really good? Because both of those things are part of what drives the gross profit. And the thing is here that it's a mathematical equation. The markup is always greater than the gross profit margin. Okay, so if your markup is 30%, your gross margin will be 23%. If your markup was, say, 75%, your gross profit will be 42.9%. If your markup is 100%, your gross profit will be 50%, and so on. And there's tables you can get for this, and we've got them, and you could probably Google them anyway. And they'll tell you that, you know, you think your margin is really high, but actually your profit margin is always lower. It's just a mathematical equation.
Lower than the markup percentage.
Lower than the markup percentage, and that's the key thing here. And that's why we think we're profitable, but actually it's not what we thought it was because we're comparing it to the wrong number.
Yeah, so I mean, a couple of reasons, because there'll be people that say, well, hey, look, if I can figure out that my markup equal, this markup equals that margin, for example, if I know that a 75% markup equals a 42.9% GP margin, then, well, cool, I could just use markup and just use the bigger number. Look, there's a couple of reasons why we want to use GP margin, like gross profit margin, and not markup. One of them is because if you screw it up, at least the one that you chose is going to be right. And if you got it wrong, well, it's a higher number than you thought, right? Like, whereas if you're going for markup, it can only be right or lower. Whereas if you go for margin, it can be right or higher. So like, firstly, it's just safer. But most importantly, it's because it goes through and translates to your profit and loss statement. So obviously we want to look at each job individually, which is why we back cost. You know, we're back costing each job individually and figuring out how our profitability went. The next thing is we need to trend the results by different work types so that we can actually see how we're going across different work types and whether or not we're achieving what we want to achieve. Should we be increasing our price? Should we be trying to look at efficiency? You know, but we can start to improve our profitability. But most importantly is that we're going to see this every month in our profit and loss statement as a snapshot of how the business went overall for the month. And so the thing is if you're using markup, there is no line on your profit and loss statement for markup. So if you think you're pricing your jobs at 75% markup, you're never going to be able to actually check that and see if that's what's coming out at the end of the day, you know, coming out in the wash across all your jobs on your profit and loss, whereas margin is on your profit and loss. That's what we can see there because we're seeing your gross profit as a margin of your revenue. And so it's very important we use margin or otherwise you're going to have no translation from your jobs and the back costing you're doing and the way that you're pricing through to your profit and loss, which is how you actually, you know, went overall for the month in terms of profitability. And so it's just very, very difficult if you're using one calculation for pricing that's not going to show up anywhere else so that you can actually track whether or not you're hitting what you want.
Yeah, that's super important. All those jobs feed into your overall profit and loss. Now, here's the thing. You're probably thinking, well, markup, margin, when do I use a markup? Well, you still can use markup when you're doing your pricing. You'll mark up different stuff, different materials, and obviously you mark your labor up, which is effectively the difference between what you're paying and what you're charging out. That's a markup. But you actually use the markup to help you organize the price that you're going to charge, and then you check that price as a gross profit margin before you send your quote or your bid. Or if you're doing time and materials, charge up work, time and terror, you'll check that invoice before you actually send the invoice. So you're effectively checking the gross profit margin on every quote, bid, or invoice you send out to make sure that it's where you want it to be. And that's the thing. You use the margin, get a target margin that you're actually aiming for your work, and see whether the jobs are hitting that. But you can use the markup to actually help you set the price. But then you go back and check it with a gross profit margin, and you might want to tweak some of the markups to actually get you to the margin, the gross profit margin that you want to hit, which will then translate through all your jobs into your profit and loss. So that's how you use it. So markup's not the devil or anything. It's just not your profit. It's
that's
a
right.
tool that you use for pricing to actually get you to the gross profit margin that you want. And I think that's a key thing. Benchmarks are really powerful here, aren't they?
Yeah. Benchmarks are absolutely crucial. And I think, people are going to ask, well, what benchmark should I aim for? Well, I mean, like, we give some rough percentages of margin, which can work for different work types. You might be a little bit higher if you're doing a lot of like maintenance and service jobs, lower ticket, but it's going to be higher margin. So you're going to be getting, higher percentage, maybe 55% plus. Honestly, if you're going to be doing big commercial projects, maybe you're more like 30%. And if you're just sort of, smashing out houses in the suburbs, maybe it's more like sort of 40. But the reality is that you don't want the target you set to become a stop sign either. So the real process you're looking for here is to be back costing all of your jobs, seeing how you're going, and then, pushing them up. So if you find you're achieving 40% across your work, well, cool, you aim for 41. See if you can push it a bit further. And then if you get that, aim for 42. And just start raising the bar. If you find that one work type for you is doing really well and another one's actually, falling a lot lower in your back costing, well, cool. So work on the low one first. See if you can pull that up. It's just about, setting targets to improve from where you are, to better than where you are. And it's an iterative process that goes forever. I think that's really important. But, as just a little bit of food for thought, most trades businesses are going to have OPEX, which is, your overheads. That will probably make up between 18 to 28% of your revenue. So, in this case, if you're doing $100,000 a month, well, you might have $18,000 to $28,000 worth of overhead per month. And so the thing is like, if your OPEX is going to be 18 to 28%, that means that you need to have gross profit of more than 28% at all times, or you're not going to make any net profit, because I can't have 28% of my revenue in gross profit minus 28% of my revenue in OPEX, because that equals zero, right?
And that's so not good. Zero is not where we want to be, right?
Exactly. Now, your OPEX is going to fluctuate between 18 to 28% as you grow, because there's times when you're going to need to reinvest in more overhead, extra roles in the office or off the tools. You're going to have extra equipment or a bigger workshop, that kind of thing. But the thing is if you're not able to price for a higher percentage gross profit than your percentage overhead, you have no chance of making any percent net profit.
So
it's you need to think that way. And so that's why, again, as a rule of thumb, if you're somewhere around the 40 mark, you're going to be making money no matter what phase of growth you're in terms of your OPEX.
I actually, just thinking back to some people that we worked with quite a few years ago, Lance and Trish, lovely people, had a plumbing business, and they weren't across this stuff at all. And when we first put a profit and loss together, their gross profit was about 24%. And so we set a target of hitting 30%. And what do you know? After about 3 months, they were hitting 30%. And I can remember saying, hey, that's a great result. Why don't we change that to 35%, Lee? Let's change the target to 35% and see what happens. Well, funnily enough, another 2 or 3 months, 35%. I was like, they're stoked. And I'm like, hey, there's more juice in this tank yet.
Oh, yeah.
Let's aim for 40%, which they did and they hit. And so this is how powerful this is. You calculate a gross margin, then you use it as a target to actually drive the behavior and the performance of the business. So very, very juicy. But you've got to make sure that it's the gross profit not a markup, because markup is not profit.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you can get more in depth of this. We've done episodes before on, you know, rack costing in terms of gross profit and dollars per hour, because obviously that'll give you a better apples for apples comparison for setting targets across different work types. Obviously, if you're doing work that's really, really materials heavy, you're not going to be able to put the same percentage markups or margins on that as you can on just labor, because you know you're dealing with often commodities that are easily price compared, and you can price yourself out of work that was actually quite profitable. But at the same time, if I am selling a lot of materials, it's not like I built the materials. I'm usually just installing them. So the revenue on that job is going to go up significantly compared to the amount of time it took me to do the job. And so I can actually clip ticket on a lot of profit in a short amount of time, and basically just by driving that revenue up. And so you might achieve a slightly smaller percentage, but actually the dollars you make for every hour on site could be higher. So if you're a bit confused, don't worry, we've done another episode on this, which will give you a lot more information on gross profit and dollars per hour and back costing. But I think the key with it is it's the same principle. Like when you're setting a target, it's all about establishing, well, where am I? And then, cool, well, can I do better than that? And then if you achieve that, cool, well, can I do better than that? And if you achieve that, well, cool, can I do better than that? And it's that iterative process of constant, never-ending improvement. Like I think about pit stops in Formula One. Mm. Like this is what it always gets me. Like, in like the sort of 70s, a pit stop took over 2 minutes. Now that's fast. It is fast. I mean, like you think about all the stuff they got to do.
You try and change a tire in 2 minutes.
Well, you're changing potentially 4 tires. You know, you're checking this and you know doing that and everything. Like there's a lot going on there. Whereas nowadays, a pit stop, you know, it's under 2 seconds. You know, and honestly, like if you take an extra second here or there in the pit stop, that could be the difference between winning or losing a race. Now that's a drastic improvement. You know, 2 minutes down to 2 seconds. But the key with this is they didn't get there overnight. They didn't have, you know, 2 minutes and say, well, let's set a target of 2 seconds. That would have been ridiculous. They never would have hit it. This has taken 70-odd years, you know. but in this case, like when we're getting that kind of improvement, what it was they might have had 2 minutes. And they're like, well, hey, look, let's see if we can get to a minute 50. You know, that's probably doable. Let's work on that. And then they get there and they're like, well, how about a minute 45?
You know, I'd be saying let's get to like 30 seconds straight away. But
yeah, which is kind of, you know, a little bit impetuous actually.
It is, but yeah, that's kind of why I'm a pain.
Yeah, anyway. That's right. But my point is they iterate, right? And they get better and better and faster and they tweak and tweak. And then, you know, over time, you make a really significant change. Just like Lance and Trish, you know, it wasn't, hey, look, we're here around 28. Let's go straight to 45. It was, no, well, 28. Can we get 30? Well, can we get 32? Well, can we get 35? Can we get 37? And what you do is that you improve. It might be sometimes through pricing, it might be sometimes through efficiency, but it's just about pushing that envelope constantly.
Yeah. And the key thing though is understand that markup's a tool to help you price. What really counts is your gross profit margin. You've got to nail that. And honestly, if you do that, it's a massive head start. It really is. Like it will change your business. We've seen it so often, so it's something you've got to get across.
Well, if nothing else, it's also going to give you a lot more of a sense of control. Like when you know the calculation you're making, you know what you're actually looking for, well, then the thing is that knowledge is power and you suddenly have power. Instead of being powerless and going, well, hey, I've been chucking these percentages on, but I look at my P&L, I chuck 40% on every job, but my P&L says 20. It's like,
which is what's often happening.
Which is what's happening is because you're chucking a markup on.
Why is my margin 40% and my P&L, if you're looking at it, which is another whole story, why is that 22%? Well, this is why, because you're not doing the gross
margin. Might have been doing a markup, and so that's why your percentages don't match. And that's a powerless feeling. Yep. But when you know why it's happening and you can do it differently, you regain that power, and suddenly you have control. And when you have control, all the stress tends to melt away because you're actually able to take agency over making improvement. And I think that's such a powerful position to be in, and especially when it comes to your money. Well, I think we've said some good stuff, should we land this plane?
Yeah, nothing like a bit of a self-pat on the back. I like that.
Phil. Yeah, good job,
Tony.
Love
that about you, mate. Well done, Chief. So when you understand how to use gross profit margin to price your work, everything changes. You stop guessing, you start quoting and doing bids with confidence, and finally you see the cash that you deserve to hit your bank account. This is how you build a business that pays you properly and one that grows without all the stress. Thanks heaps for listening. We'll catch you all again next time.
See you later. Next week on the Profitable Tradie Podcast.
Ever feel like you're the one who ends up solving most, if not all, problems that come up in your business? Now, while your team waits around for you to tell them what to do whenever anything out of the ordinary comes up, well, it turns out that sometimes your team aren't the problem here. You might be. Now tune into this episode where we talk through a simple process to solve employee helplessness and build employees that can think for themselves. Congratulations on being part of a select group of savvy business owners who are taking their businesses to the next level. And to help you on your journey, don't forget to check out our show notes for a copy of our free book, The Profitable Tradie, and other valuable resources. Thanks for being a part of this special group, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Profitable Tradie Podcast.